UV radiation can give us a tan, and it helps our bodies make vitamin D, but it's also become one of our enemies in recent years because overexposure can lead to skin cancer. Now, a UC Santa Barbara researcher says it could be an unexpected ally in efforts to curb the COVID-19 pandemic.
There's a lot of evidence that previous strains of COVID, not COVID-19, but earlier versions, earlier strains, did exhibit some seasonality, but in particular, there was evidence that previous strains were sensitive to UV exposure. This is consistent with what you've been seeing around the world in terms of medical practices. UV light has been used to eradicate or clean rooms, hospital rooms, after COVID patient treatment, and it's consistent with the advice that public health experts have been giving about how transmission of COVID outdoors is much lower than indoors.
Kyle Meng is an environmental economist at UC Santa Barbara. Meng is part of an international research team using statistical data to try to assess the sensitivity of COVID-19 to UV exposure.
What our study shows is that COVID transmission is very sensitive to UV exposure. Ours is the first study to really demonstrate that at the population level and across the world.
Meng says the researchers used a mountain of data collected from around the world.
To do this, we actually assembled the most spatially disaggregated data set with global coverage of COVID cases from around the world. So we used various different public data sources. We went to different government agencies from across the world and tried to pull out daily cases of COVID cases from various different countries around the world. It was a very, very data-intensive collection effort, but it was important because we really needed to know what was the relationship between local environmental conditions and local COVID cases.
So they had to factor in variables like UV radiation, temperature, humidity, and precipitation.
What we have not quite established yet is the full seasonality of COVID transmission, because when you, for example, go from June to December, it's not just it becomes less sunny here in the Northern Hemisphere, but also the temperature changes and humidity changes as well. And those other environmental variables, at this point, we still don't know what those effects are. But if you look at just UV alone, we can say that increases in UV exposure lead to decreases in COVID transmission.
So like they say in real estate, it comes down to location, location, location.
Our paper's main finding is that the ability of the virus to transmit is sensitive to local ultraviolet exposure. When ultraviolet exposure is higher on a daily basis, we find that 2.5 weeks later, we see a statistically detectable drop in COVID cases. We see this pattern consistently across the world.
The researcher says this information could play a factor in regional policies to deal with the virus.
We are coming out of the winter solstice. So we're coming out of, in the Northern Hemisphere and in Santa Barbara in particular, the darkest period of the year, and we're going to be steadily seeing increasingly more sunlight. That is good news in the sense it provides some wind in our sails in terms of dealing with a virus that might be less transmissible, but it also means that we have still a lot of work to do. One of the things that we demonstrate in our study is that UV, increases in UV, lowers COVID growth rates. That effect is still much smaller than the effect of social distancing policies.
Meng talks about what's next for the team, which includes Tama Carlton from UCSB, as well as Harvard and French researchers.
The next major question is, what about these other environmental variables? What about changes in temperature and what about changes in humidity? The data was too noisy to establish those other environmental variables that also change seasonally, going from month to month, and we want to be able to establish what those relationships are. The other thing that I think is very important is, what does this mean in terms of other forms of policy interventions? For example, how does changes in seasonality interact with different forms of social distancing policies?
The study's findings were published in the scientific journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Lance Zerwasco, KCLU News.